House Democratic leader Eileen Filarkorn would be the obvious choice for speaker, but she has competition. LaCharisse Aird of Petersburg, Luke Torian of Prince William County, and Ken Plum of Reston. And even more candidates could jump in the race before Saturday's closed-door caucus in Richmond. And that means one thing.
Horse trading at its best.
That's former Republican delegate David Ramadan, now George Mason University. He's been in the room where it happened for these kinds of struggles on the Republican side, and he says House members are now getting calls asking for their support.
There may be a pull for having a minority person. The Black Caucus is a very strong caucus, so it might be a Nova versus Rova and a minority versus a non-minority candidates in this race.
Rachel Bitticoffer at Christopher Newport University says Filarkorn is next in line. And these kinds of campaigns for leadership positions are sometimes long-shot candidacies to make a statement.
By doing so, it's putting this, the moderate or, established wing of the Democratic House Caucus on notice that the Progressive Caucus is, there, and they are expecting, to be recognized and to see legislative action on the issues that they care about.
The caucus meeting is Saturday, when Democrats will emerge with a winner who will be speaker-designate. But he or she won't actually be speaker until a floor vote of all 100 members. Michael Pope.